Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And you are...
My name is...
Welcome to the Sim Podcast Show. I'm your co-host, Eric, and I'm always joined by my co-host, Ron. What up, Ron?
What's going on?
You know what we do. We talk about the National Football League on a weekly basis, including the playoffs. Ron, this is episode 144. We're recording this on December 30th, one day before New Year's Eve. How are you feeling? Are you ready to bid goodbye to 2025?
Not really. It's like it's going by like way too fast. This year was a blur. My son is about to be 14 next year, and it just seems like life is just going like so quickly. I don't know if that's just us getting older or what, but I need to slow down a little bit. That's what I need.
Yeah, it just seemed like when you were younger, life was very slow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it feels that way because, you know, you accomplish some goals and then you're like, all right, I don't know what goals are next. What do I need to do next? And then it always turns back to like, you just need to die. You just need to like life expire, basically. And you're like, no. Gotta be more, because it's. I agree. I think it's going way too fast.
We're at the back half, at this point, right? So,
yeah,
it's like I feel like I accomplished a decent amount, but there's still a lot I want to do. But time is like, I feel like time's running out. That's what it kind of feels like.
That's exactly what it is. Like, There's only so much things you can do with this short amount of time. When you were younger, you were like, oh, you know what? I'll get to that.
Yeah.
Eventually I'll do that. And now it's very, very different. Now you're like, oh, I didn't get to do this. Oh, this is going to, I'm going to pay the price for this.
Yeah, for real.
So what we have on the show for today, we have the news, we have the previous week 17 review. We have our season totals. We have our power rankings. We have our game predictions. And then we have our team's predictions. And Ron, I'm going to start the show with the news of the day, which up here in Massachusetts, it's been the talk of the town. The Diggs charge allegations, etc. And I feel like we just talked about this with the DK incident.
Yeah.
That you might have a dog in you, but you need to control that dog.
Yeah. We talked about this last week or 2 weeks ago, right? Do you want Boy Scouts or you want a good receiver? Because you can't. It seems like you can't have both. There's no more Jerry Rices running around, right? It's like these guys that are good, great, elite, they come with baggage and it's a long season. It's hard to keep them in check. And it's a bad time. Timing is horrible for him.
Timing is bad.
Yeah. On the heels of the playoffs here, everything's going great. And then you're the leading receiver, right? For your team, the number one. And you got these allegations now that are being investigated by the police department. The NFL, I think, chimed in and said they're looking into it as well. So you just don't know what's going to happen, you know, at this point.
Yeah, and you know, we were literally driving around when the news broke, and I think I got a text, and you know, in the car it like reads it back to you. And the text was like, Diggs charged. And my wife was like, what just happened? And I was like, oh, one of the Patriots' best players just got charged with, you know, hitting or assaulting somebody, whatever. And she was like, you know what? I'm tired of all these athletes getting away with murder. When, not in this case, but just getting away with like this kind of behavior. And she, and I was like, yeah, you know, these people, they get treated like a star growing up. And then once they turn 18, there's like real consequences when you do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't look away anymore.
Yeah. You know, he's been rewarded for bad behavior all his life.
All his life.
There's no one to keep him in check. And that is, you know, it is what it is. I think he was in the news. His brother was in the news for getting cut. There was other news about Stephon as well, about the baby and like the other female announcing like a pregnancy or some nonsense like that.
Yeah, he has like four babies. He has like four babies all coming at once. And that's the thing that, you know, if it was you or I, and we were like working our regular jobs and this kind of stuff happened, we lose our job.
Yeah.
We get thrown in the streets and we get, you know, all these type of, you know, stigmas with us. Oh, he's a bad guy. Oh, he, you know, he steals, he robs, whatever the case might be. But when it comes to athletes, I feel like you get multiple chances.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that Diggs is going to get another chance. I'm just saying, like, if this is happening, you know, it's maybe it's time that you just move on.
Yeah, maybe it's time for the Patriots after the season. Sure, just to, like, you know, figure out, is it worth it? Like, thanks for all your effort, your hard work. Obviously, it's a big part of, like, their success this season. But, like, move on. Because you don't know what's going to happen next year, you know, with him. You don't know what's going to happen this offseason, next year. You know, after these charges and whatever comes out of that, who's to say what's going to happen in the offseason and next year with him? But like I said, it's the price you pay. You either want to have, you know, be good at the receiver position. You got to deal with stuff like that. It's unfortunate, but that's just the state of the league. You know, so again, it's not a lot of Boy Scouts out there. Every team's dealing with it. Most of the stuff we just don't hear about, you know. And the DK stuff, you know, I don't even know what to say with that. It's not like he's had a lot of off the field issues, but on the field, you know, he's had a number of run-ins, not just with that fan, but, you know, he's had gotten into, like, you know, pushing fights, shoving fights with other players and stuff like that. He's constantly on the edge too. So that's what you get, you know, with these number one receivers.
And it's very strange, because if it was any other position, let's say running back or let's say linebacker or whatever, you know that dude doesn't have a job the next day.
Yeah, they'll replace them pretty quickly.
Yeah. But for some reason, when it comes to wideouts, wide receivers, there's a delay.
Yeah.
Because not obviously Stephon Diggs has had history outside. You know, and even with the Patriots at the beginning of the year when he had that boat incident.
Right.
And they were like, no, this is just...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's a one-time thing, or you know what you were getting with this guy. Like, you know what you were getting. And the fact that this happened, you know, 3 weeks ago, and now it could affect the playoff run team. I almost don't feel bad. I don't feel bad, because you knew what you were doing.
Yeah. I would imagine the Patriots probably knew about this a couple weeks ago as well, before the news like fully broke, and were probably trying to figure out how to deal with it behind the scenes. You know, but like you said, this is what they signed up for. This, I think they knew this was always a possibility. It's got to figure out, like, you know, how to move on now. And then, you know, it's up to the police to investigate it. The NFL to do their investigation. I think they'll just wait and see what happens at this point. But you got to prepare, I think, to not have him, you know, for him to be suspended in some form. You know, during the playoffs, but you know, who knows? I know some investigations go like really slow, so you know, it might be a situation where he ends up playing out the rest of the season, and punishment itself doesn't get doled out until, you know, next year or in the off season at some point.
Yeah, I haven't read. I know he signed a 3-year deal at the, you know, when he came to the Patriots. I haven't read enough. I don't know if it automatically voids the other two remaining years because of this incident. I don't know what the stipulation is, but you know, if it does, I don't feel bad.
Yeah,
this guy is obviously not a good dude. Mm-hmm. Not somebody, you know, if I don't have a son, but if I did and he was like, I want a Stephon Diggs jersey, I'd be like, no man, pick someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pick someone else. This guy is not, you know, it's not the hero that you think he is. Ron, let's talk about some good news. Diggs is bad, but the Patriots are now champions.
Yeah.
Because they defeated the Jets and Philly defeated the Bills. So I'm asking you, is this going to be long term? Like, will there be multiple division titles for Drake May going forward?
Maybe. I think they'll be in contention for sure. I think it's hard to say that at this stage. You know, I think Drake will be good. He's not the problem. It's just going to be the rest of the team. You know, will the talent continue into next year? How good will the Bills be? Your schedule is probably not going to be as easy as it was next year and future years as it was this year. You know, and then like injuries and everything else that happens throughout the year. So I think they'll be in contention for sure. But I would not necessarily write off the Bills as long as Josh Allen is playing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a 1-2 type of deal. I just don't see the Jets or the Dolphins getting any better. Mm-hmm. Not to the point where, you know, it's a 4-team race. Right now it's a 2-team race. But you know, from what I'm seeing from the Bills the last couple of weeks, I know they beat the Patriots just a couple of weeks ago, but I'm not scared. And I looked at the odds of the seeding, mm-hmm. the playoff seeding as of week 17, and we might get the Bills. And to be honest, I'm not as scared as I was a couple of weeks ago.
Last week, when we talked about, I think it was last week, we talked about what teams do we not want to play. I think you had the Bills as your first team that you were most nervous about because they're in the same division. You're so familiar with each other. You know, Josh Allen, you know, is Superman basically, and he can just, you know, go off at any point. But listen, regardless of what happened last week or this past week with Philly and, you know, how they beat up on the Bills, like every week, you know, it's a week to week league. Every opponent, you're going to have like, it's challenges. You know, so I wouldn't necessarily write the Bills off and just assume if you play them, that you're going to beat them because, you know, anything can happen, any game. Just look at like the Steelers and Cleveland and in that situation the last like 3 or 4 years. You know, it doesn't make sense.
You just said it yourself the last 3 or 4 years.
Right.
Like, boy, you picked them to lose, so it's not like they were surprising for you.
Exactly. That's my point. It was not surprising. But what I'm saying is for you is you probably shouldn't be scared. That's the right attitude. The Patriots can beat them, but it's not an easy win. It's not gonna be easy, but nothing's gonna be easy once the playoffs start. I don't care who your opponent is. I think every game's gonna be difficult.
I don't know, Ron. I saw that guy limping. I saw Josh Allen limping
mm-hmm.
at the end of the game, and they're definitely not gonna get a bye week. So it's not like he's going to get refreshed or, you know, a little better. I think that's, you know, that's a horse, a racehorse that's missing some legs.
Can James Cook beat you? Can he win you some games? Absolutely. You know, so look at the Ravens. You know, look what Derrick Henry just did. You know, they didn't have a quarterback. And look what he did. So anything can happen, like I said. So, yeah, Josh Allen's not healthy, and that's a huge advantage. You don't want him being 100% at all. But like I said, anything can happen in the playoffs. Nothing will surprise me.
Well, let's talk about the playoffs because, you know, we now know that probably Denver is going to get the number one seed in the AFC and probably Seattle is going to be the number one seed in the NFC. Is there any other team that you might be considering other than whatever is happening in the NFC South?
I think Seattle still has a chance, right? If I'm not mistaken, they play San Francisco, you know, for that bye. So I think San Francisco, if they win, if I'm not mistaken, can claim that number one seed. I might be wrong about that, but I think I'm right. I think there's, just looking at this, it looks like they still have a 50.9% chance to get that number one seed. So if they win, I assume they get the bye week. So, you know, they still got something to play for.
I mean, if they lose for whatever reason, that number one goes to the Niners.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's, you know, so I don't think it's automatic for Seattle to get the one seed is what I'm saying. The 49ers can, you know, still take that from.
Well, I think they're playing at Levi Stadium, but I still like them to win. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's just like who the wild card team got.
Yep. And then, you know, obviously who comes out of the AFC North, who comes out of the NFC South. I think that's it for the most part, right?
Yeah, it's true, because if Houston is playing Jacksonville, right?
I believe so. No, they're playing the Colts.
Oh, they're playing the Colts. Right.
Yeah, Jacksonville has the grand home against Tennessee, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, you know, if let's hypothetically say that they both win, it'll go to the Jaguars.
Yeah.
But then the Texans are in, and I think.
Yeah, they're still in no matter what. And they're probably locked in if they win at that fifth seed, I imagine.
The fifth seed, but see, that's what I mean. If they win and the Chargers lose, the Chargers are out.
And then, Chargers, no, they have clinched the playoffs at this point.
Oh, they're in no matter what.
Yeah.
So basically,
all the teams have been decided in the AFC with the exception of the AFC North.
No, but I'm talking about the seeding, right. Because they can go from 6th to 7th if they end up losing, which probably they are, and mm-hmm. then the Bills end up winning, which they probably will be. Because they're basically playing the Jets.
Yeah. Anything can happen with seeding at this point. So teams will still go out there and try to win, I think, at least in the AFC. No one's clinched. You know, even the, you know, Denver has to win their game to hold on to that, you know, the number one seed. So there's still some questions around seeding, but the teams, for the most part, with the exception of the AFC North, everything else is determined as far as teams.
Yeah, they're the only ones that haven't clinched yet.
Mm-hmm.
Your Steelers holding tight at 9-7. So let's, you know, we're going to skip Herbert resting because we know that he was basically not going to play that.
Exactly.
They're basically saying let the Denver win.
Right. They're in no matter what. Might as well rest Herbert, and who cares if they're probably like you know, who cares about the seeding they're in? So they don't have a chance really to get, you know, a home game. So might as well just rest your, you know, some of your starters at this point.
Yeah, this is basically the only ones, you know, because AFC North and the NFC South, right? Those are the only two divisions that are really up for grab.
Right, exactly.
And all the only need, who's Carolina's playing the Saints, right?
So no, Carolina's playing Tampa, and that's the interesting. It's interesting in that division because if Carolina wins, they're in. If they lose and Tampa wins, Tampa still needs Atlanta to win, I think, for them, or Atlanta to lose for them to get in. It's like a crazy scenario where even if Tampa does win, they still need some help. So I think they need the Saints, who are playing Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. They need the Saints to win for them to actually get in. Or Carolina goes in. So Tampa, they don't control their own destiny. Even if they win the game, they still have to rely on, you know, outside help. Carolina, on the other hand, if they win, they're in. If they lose, they still can have a chance, depending on what happens in that Saints game.
See, that is just a clusterfuck of what talk about waiting till the very last game.
Yeah.
Steelers.
Yeah, honestly, like no one in that. Well, I can say the same thing I get for the AFC North. Like none of these teams really deserve to be in. Just they've been so inconsistent the way they've played. You know, so who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, this is a head scratcher. But you know what? This is what the NFL wanted. So this is what you get. This is what you get when you get, you know, 9-8, 9-17, 8-18, mm-hmm. What are you going to get? All right, so right now you have an 18-point lead, 168 to 150. Basically, you know, this is a done deal for you.
Yes, my name will be on the trophy.
And like I said, that's a good consolation prize for you.
It's a consolation prize at this point.
We still don't know what's going to happen on week 18.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
still don't know. And let's talk about the Pittsburghs and why. Because that day, I think that Sunday, I was not near, but I saw the final score, and it wasn't shocking, but at the same time, it was shocking. What happened?
They came out flat on defense, gave up quick 10 points. And not shocking, like you said, they played down to their competition, especially when, you know, when it's the Browns for some reason. I think this is the third game in a row they lost in Cleveland. And then offensively, they were not only flat, they had no idea what they were doing. They didn't run the ball enough. They had Rodgers, I think, drop back 40 times, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 40 passes, and he was all over the place. And you would think if DK, your star receiver, is out, no Calvin Austin in the game, you know, you'd want to rely on the run a little bit more. But for whatever reason, he either audibled or Smith was calling a lot of pass plays, but he had a terrible game. You know, so Warren had 12 carries, probably needed to have 20 at least. Gainwell, you know, we had 4 passes thrown his way. He's your second leading receiver. DK out, you would expect him to get like 7 or 8 targets. He had 4. So I don't know what the plan was offensively. Weather was bad, that didn't help for sure. But that was more reason to eat, you know, to run the ball.
Do you agree with Myles Garrett saying what he said?
No. That's stupid. Myles Garrett is all about me. It's like, put the camera on me. It's all about me. And when we get to the offseason, I'll talk about how upset I am and I don't want to be here, even though I just got a new contract. Myles Garrett is just about Myles Garrett. That Steelers did nothing different with him that they've done in every other game. Yeah, you want to make sure he's doubled, not leave him one-on-one. But that wasn't the reason they lost at all. They lost because they had no idea what they were doing on offense. They had a flawed game plan. And it showed. That was probably one of the worst coached performances I've seen from Smith, from Mike Tomlin. That to me itself was a huge disappointment. But again, it's no surprise if for any Steelers fan who's you know, who's been a fan for more than, you know, 3 or 4 years, we've seen this movie over and over and over again. And that's why we've called for Tomlin's firing over and over and over again. But it's probably not going to happen unless, you know, unless something like dramatic happens this weekend, where he's just like completely booed out of the stadium. And even then, it might not happen.
Because this is a home game, right?
Yeah, it's a home game.
So if Baltimore comes in and beats the Steelers, then the Steelers are out of the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
You think that he doesn't get fired?
You had plenty of opportunity. It's been in your control. You just had to beat a Cleveland team that had 3 wins, and they could not do it. Not only could they not do it, but they came out so flat on both sides of the ball. And then again, offensively, it looked like they are not getting any sort of coaching whatsoever. The way that they are losing that has been concerning. And if we go back to last year, with, you know, how the Ravens basically took them out at the end of the season, if that happens again, if they run all over the Steelers, there's going to be tons of people booing once again in Pittsburgh. If they lose this game, and then if it's an embarrassment, it's been, you know, some games this year.
Yeah. It's kind of weird that the Steelers struggling with, you know, basically not a bad offensive team. I wouldn't say a bad defensive team, but we're talking about the Browns. So it's just a bad team, period.
But yeah, I mean, they've done this not just with the Browns. They lost to like Patriots. I think when they had like 3 wins, they've lost to, you know, some other like, you know, teams that were 8 or 9 games under 500. This is Tomlin special. It's what he does. They beat teams that you probably expect them to lose to, and then they lose the games that it should be a no-brainer that they should win, because this team, again, is not there. He doesn't prepare them. They show up expecting to walk in there and win, and they're just not prepared. And that, to me, is coaching. It starts with your head coach, but who am I, you know? So I think everyone sees it and says it, but we're not the owner. So it'll take the owner having to, you know, make that decision to move on. So we'll see. We'll see what happens on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll definitely see. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this game, the Patriots versus the Jets. But other than the fact that this game might have sealed, well, last night's game was for sure, but this game might have sealed the MVP for Drake. Because near perfect game. He only missed twice. He was 19 for 21, and he had 256 yards with a rating of 157. I mean, what else do you want from your QB against a really, really, really bad Jets, New York Jets?
You just said it, right? It's like, performance when they're playing high school team?
Because you struggle, the Steelers struggle against the Browns, which have 3 wins, but the Patriots,
right,
put the Jets to sleep on the first half.
But it's expected, right? It was expected. We had them scoring 30-something points, not by half, which is what they did. But we expected a blowout, and that's what they did. They took care of business, what you're supposed to do. To me, I think this game put him back in the conversation, because I think for a while he was kind of fell out of the conversation, because I think not because of anything he was doing necessarily. I think Stafford just kind of exceeded, and he kind of just excelled. And I think Stafford took a little bit of a step back these last couple weeks with these two losses. But the defense that he went against versus what Drake Mays had to deal with the last like couple weeks, I think that plays a part. I don't think it's a slam dunk. I wouldn't describe it that way, but I do think it's like a two-person race. We'll see how it goes. But to me, I would still give the nod to Stafford.
I mean, I'm looking at Stafford's stat compared to Drake May. That can't really beat 40 touchdowns. That's a lot. That's a lot of touchdowns. 42 actually. And then less than 10 interceptions. Those are MVP numbers. But the fact that you're talking about a team that went from, three wins to, let's be honest, Miami's not gonna be that good. 13 wins. That's a big jump.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's and a
it's,
huge jump.
It's a success either way, whether he wins or not. I think it's a success. Like I said, if he wins, I think it's deserving. I just don't. I can see a case where someone's going to say Stafford deserves it because of what he's did all season. And yeah, the last couple of games have been tough, but the defense that he's playing versus what Drake Mays had to go against, it's especially because the Jets are so bad. It's not like they're just bad. It's like they are bad. Bad where Aaron Glenn is about to be fired bad.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think that the fact that there's two things that are going against Matthew Stafford. Number one, his team is not going to win the division. And he didn't get the number one seed. So it goes back to like, is he really the most valuable player on that team? Because the team...
Oh, he is, by far.
The team got outbid. But then you can say the same for Drake May. He's the MVP of that team.
Of course, they both are.
So to
that's
me,
not the question. The question is who's the MVP of the league, and again, I'm not saying May is not deserving to be in the conversation. I just think it's tough to argue with what Stafford has done. You just mentioned the statistics all season. It's a hard case to make, but like I said, it's neck and neck between those two. But I certainly wouldn't describe it as a slam dunk for either one of them.
Well, I would say that it's neck and neck, but if we're looking at division titles, if we're looking at playoff seeding, all that stuff accounted for, I'll give it to Drake. Because basically his team did better because he was a better player. That's how I look at it.
But that's not fact. That is fiction. And that's fiction.
How is not that fiction?
Because if the Rams had the Patriots schedule, they'd probably be undefeated. Do you disagree with that?
It's not my fault that the Rams didn't go 3-14 last year.
You just said because he has a better record, that means he deserves it. And it doesn't make him the better quarterback or the Patriots a better team necessarily. And we didn't get to NFL rankings, but we'll talk about that. Where do we see the Patriots versus the Rams? But it's not just about your record. You got to look at the entire picture and say, who did you play? And I think if you put Stafford on the Patriots, I think they would both have success. But I think Stafford on the Patriots would probably have more wins than Drake May did this season.
I don't know. I mean, Stafford has dogs for wide receivers. he has, you know, the aforementioned Puka, who, you know, is also MVP candidate. Davante Adams, I know he's hurt, but very good player. I mean, he has some, like, star wide receivers. Patriots don't have star wide receivers.
Diggs had a great season.
That doesn't mean he's a superstar.
That's what I'm saying.
I think Matthew Stafford was held by the fact that he has damn good teammate.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not gonna argue either way. I don't know who I would vote for. I think I'm gonna look at the entire picture, and probably if I was to look at everything, look at the stats, look at who you played, what, you know, how good of a leader you are on the team and all that stuff, I would probably lean Stafford. But again, I don't know. I'm not a voter. It doesn't really matter. I don't know. It doesn't diminish what Drake May has done or what Stafford has done if they don't win.
They both had great, great seasons.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't be mad if Stafford won. I wouldn't be mad because he put up good numbers. I'm just saying, overall, if you remove the whole, the Patriots had an easy schedule, Drake May was the most valuable player for that division.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. I take this, throw away the schedule and just look at the numbers, right? I think that's what you're saying. You can't.
Not just the numbers, the division. Where the playoff seeding.
Okay, but if you're saying throw away the schedule, you got to throw away the division, right? You got to throw away, like, whether or not you won the division and all that stuff, too, don't you?
Why would I throw... Because they could both be out of the playoffs. What if they were both out of the playoffs, but they still had good numbers? We wouldn't be talking about MVP. Who has the harder division?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the Rams had the hardest.
Right. But where would the Patriots fall in that division if they were in that division?
They would be fighting for... The Patriots have 12 wins. They'd be right up there.
If they had their schedule, where would they fall in that division?
There's no way to find out because they didn't have that schedule.
Right. So, but... And I know you're a homer, right? You want May to win. You want badly for him.
Listen, I'm a Patriots fan. I want my guy to win. But at the same time, I'm saying I already put my money somewhere else when the Drake May conversation.
Yeah. Where did you put your money?
I put Seattle to win that division. But, you know, what I'm saying is, let the chips, because who are the Rams playing this next? Oh, the Arizona. Arizona. So, yeah, are they playing Arizona?
Thought they were. Let's see.
No, yeah, they're playing Arizona. I don't know why I have the card, but it's Arizona. Chargers are playing Denver.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so this is going to be, it should be a win for them.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, I just think, like, you know, they're both going to have good games next. Well, maybe, probably, that sure. I don't know what kind of version the Dolphins are going to come out. But, you know, let the chips fall where they may. But right. I will say this. If the Patriots somehow manage to get the number one, and Denver, you know, for some reason, fumbles the balls, it's almost a guarantee Drake May is going to get. I would put money on that, even though I did and I didn't. I did and I took it away. I would put money on that. I would put money on that. Ron, who is in your power ranking for the end of the season?
Yeah, so not a lot of change as far as who's in and out. I pushed Houston back in. They had dropped out last week, and I pulled the Chargers out But I think they are, the two of those teams, I think, are neck and neck. I think the Chargers has, you know, the injuries along the offensive line is what makes it difficult. Top 10, but I have Seattle at number one. They were number one last week. I got San Francisco. I moved them up to number two. I got Jacksonville at number three with their win. I moved the Rams down to number four. I'm going to take this loss against Atlanta as a little bit of a fluke, but I did drop them to number four. Chicago at five. I moved Philly up to number six. I had them at number nine last week. I got Denver at number seven. Patriots, I moved up to number eight. They were at number 10 last week. Buffalo at number nine, and then Houston at number 10.
Yeah, I put a lot of emphasis on the AFC this week for my final ranking. So I have Seattle number one. I have Denver number two. I have New England at number three. Jacksonville at number four. San Francisco at number five. Chicago at number six. The Rams, I move down to number seven. 2 weeks in a row that they lost. I don't know what's going on with the Rams. Is it a bad time to go on a losing streak? I got Houston at number eight. Philly at number nine. And then I have Buffalo at number 10. And, you know, I almost didn't have Buffalo in my ranking. And I was like, no, they should be in there because they're there. And I've been watching a lot of Buffalo games, obviously, this year. And for some reason, they haven't played a complete game against anybody. They could be a bad team. They could be a good team. They could be a playoff team. They just haven't done it. And I'm just like, you know, is Buffalo a good team, or is it, are they just beating on bad teams, or are they just beating up on bad teams?
Good team that has some flaws. I think a lot of the AFC teams have flaws. It's interesting you have so many AFC teams as high in your top 10 as you do. We have the same teams, but I have the AFC teams a lot lower. I think the NFC is way better. Those the teams that are in the NFC, they've been more consistent. They've played better, you know, better competition. I think, you know, they to me have been better overall than the AFC. So I think I put a lot of weight on what I've seen so far from the NFC. But, you know, going back to Buffalo, they're flawed, just like all of the, a lot of teams in the AFCs.
Yeah.
You know, every team has some issues. So, you got them right at number 10. I had them at number 9. So I think we're in the same ballpark.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the picks for week 18. And let's start with the Saturday games. We have Carolina Panthers at Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are favored by 2.5. 43.5 is a point total. Ron, what's your prediction?
I see the Bucs as like that wounded animal, you know, on the side of the road. And I think Carolina's just come along and put them out of their misery. Tampa, like I said, need help, even if they win, to get in. I think Carolina is much more better functioning team. I saw on the sidelines last week a lot of like Tampa players arguing with each other. I don't know if you saw some of those highlights. I think there's just like way too much friction on Tampa. And I think Carolina on the road will find a way to clinch a playoff spot with a win.
I'm going the other way. I think Tampa, I know they have issues, and I know, but all can be clear with one win. I know that they need help to actually win the division, but you know, I'm just playing devil's advocate. If Carolina does win, I think Tampa Bay will blow everything up. I don't know what's going to happen with Mayfield.
I think they'll do that either way. I think they need to do some of that. I think Evans, listen, I don't know if he's coming back next year. They got to get better on defense. You know, you had Todd Bowles today calling out Mayfield and his performance. Got, you know, he said he got to get better play from the quarterback position. So they're stuck with Mayfield. I think it makes sense for them to bring him back, but they got to be questioning why did he perform so poorly this year for sure.
Well, it was the offensive coordinator.
Yeah,
he went to Jacksonville, and the offense just hasn't looked the same. I think they blow everything up.
Yeah.
You know, I think that they do get another offensive coordinator in there at some point if they decide to keep Todd Bowles. But I can understand why he threw Mayfield on the bus, because he's like, you know, yes, our defense hasn't been the best, but usually we're like 21, 30 points a game. I don't think they've done that this year. So I'm going to go with Tampa Bay on this one. This is a Saturday night game. Seattle Seahawks at San Francisco 49ers. And we talked about it. This is for the number one seed. 1.5 is the spread towards Seattle. 49.5 is a point total. Ron, what's your prediction?
This is a tough one. I think these are two teams that I can see winning the Super Bowl. Again, the NFC is tough. Those are probably two of the best in the NFC. No disrespect to Chicago, but San Francisco's been so hot. I'm going to take them to win this one in a slight upset at home.
I'm going to go with Seattle. They've been playing really, really well on the road. That defense is good. Like we talked about Seattle having some issues on offense. Yes, they can look great against an average team. San Francisco is not an average team. Even though they had injury bugs, I think they can do better. I'm going with Seattle to win this game. It's going to be one of those, just like the games against the Rams. It's going to be so close. Two-point game. So this is a good Saturday night game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go into Sunday, and let's go into, this is basically a bye week. New York Jets at Buffalo Bills. The Bills are only 7 points is a spread, which is kind of odd, but 38.5 is the point total. Ron, who'd you go with?
Yeah, I'm taking Buffalo to win this one. It should not be a concern at all. I'm trying to pull up the thing I sent you about like the playoff picture and what needs to happen. I'm going to pull it up real quick for the AFC. Buffalo has locked in to making the playoffs. They have a 0% chance of winning the division because the Patriots have already clinched that, and they have a 0% chance to win the number one seed. And what does that tell you? It tells you, there's nothing to play for, basically. You're locked in. It's a game. The reason why you asked, it's only 7 points, because the game where Josh Allen might not play more than a quarter, because he needs him to get healthy. There's no advantage to winning, I don't think. So that's probably why the spread is where it's at. But I'm still going to take Buffalo to win this one because the Jets are true.
So basically, they know that Buffalo is locked in for a wild card. It just depends on who do they want to play. Do they want to play New England on the road, or do they want to play whatever the winner of the Steelers-Ravens game is?
Yeah, and I don't think they care. I think they just want to get healthy. Josh Allen, especially, you know, they want to get him. He's not going to be 100%, but close to 100% by the time the playoffs start. So, you know, like I said, I think it's going to be, if he plays at all, it might be just a quarter.
Yeah, I mean, but the Jets are so bad. Oh, man, this is going to be an interesting game. Cleveland Browns at Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals are favored at 7.5. 44.5 is the over and under. Ron, who'd you go with?
Cincinnati. These teams have nothing to play for, but Burrow and Chase have said they wanted to play, and they have been playing. Cleveland is a terrible team. Last week against the Steelers is their Super Bowl. They treat it as their Super Bowl every year. you're going to check out mentally in this game, and I could see a blowout.
Yeah, I mean, I know this is a division game, but Sanders does not inspire me any confidence at all. So give me Cincinnati to win this game. Next game, Green Bay at Minnesota Vikings. Vikings are favored by 6.5. 37.5 is the point total. Ron, is Love playing in this game?
Yeah, so it's another game, kind of like the other one, where there's nothing for Green Bay to play for. They've already clinched the playoff spot. They can't win the division at this point. So I imagine that they're going to be resting their starters, and that's why Minnesota's favored in this game. Also, Minnesota's been playing a lot better the last couple weeks. So I'm going to take Minnesota to win this one. And I'm assuming Love will not play. It'll probably give him another rest. I know he's in concussion protocol, but he'll probably give him a week off.
Yeah, I also picked Minnesota to win this game. Even Love taking a rest, it's not like Willis looked great in that game. I think he's also dealing with some injuries, so give him Minnesota to win this game. Dallas Cowboys at New York Giants. Dallas is favored by 4.5. 52.5 is the point total. Ron, who'd you go with?
Taking Dallas, kind of the better team. Dak is supposed to play this week, so Dallas.
Yeah, I got Dallas winning too. I think that they just have a good offense, and I don't know about the Giants offense at all. So give me Dallas. Next game, the Tennessee Titans at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars are favored at second highest, 12.5. 47.5 is the point total. Ron, would you go with?
Yeah, still got something to play for, so give me Jacksonville to win, keep their starters in. She would be easy.
Yeah, the same. I think Jacksonville should win pretty. Next game, it's also AFC South, Indianapolis Colts at Houston Texans. Houston, it's a 10-point spread. 40.5 is a point total. Who'd you go with, Ron?
I think in Houston, their defense has been playing great. Offense, still question marks there, but I think they'll win this one. Sounds like Phillip Rivers not playing this week, so Houston.
Yeah, I also have Houston winning this game. I think this is just to determine the playoff seeding for them anyway. So give me the Houston. This is the 4:30 games. Detroit Lions at Chicago Bears. The Bears are favored by 2.5. 50.5 is a point spread. Ron, who'd you go with?
Yeah, this was a tough one. I took Detroit, but because again, Chicago also has nothing really to play for. They've already locked up the division in a playoff spot. They cannot get the number one seed. So all that to say, I don't know, again, how long are they playing their starters? Give me Detroit.
Yeah, I don't know what Detroit is going to play for now. They're out of the playoffs, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So do they play their starters too? I don't know.
Yeah, I can see why the point total is so low, because point spread total is so low, because really these two teams, what are they playing for? I don't know. Next game, Los Angeles Chargers at Denver Broncos. Point spread is 12.5. 37.5 is the point total. Ron, what's your prediction on this one?
Yeah, big game for Denver. They've clinched, but they still need that number one seed and they need to win. So I got them winning. I think they'll cover that 12-point spread with Trey Lance playing.
Yeah, everyone here is just resting their starters. We already know that Herbert is not playing. So give me Denver to lock things up. Next game, Arizona Cardinals at the LA Rams. This is Rams favored by 7.5. 46.5 is a point total. Ron, who'd you go with?
Taking the Rams. They need, like, you know, despite regardless of what spots they're playing for, anything like that, they just need a get right game. You don't want to go into the playoffs three straight. So I think they'll use it as an opportunity to get right the Rams.
Yeah, and I also think that is, you know, Matthew Stafford want to bump up his numbers. This is the game that's going to do it. So give me the Rams to win this game. Next game is Washington Commanders at Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles are favored by 7 points, 41.5 is point spread. Ron, who'd you go with?
Yeah, I went with Washington. I think Philly's a better team. Don't know what's going on with their quarterback situation in Washington at this point, but again, Philly has nothing to play for either. So I could see those guys just playing a half. I'm taking Washington.
Yeah, I also took Washington. I think that this is just, you know, the rest for Barkley, rest for Hurst, rest for the entire team. They really, this is not going to adjust their playoff seating. So
right.
Give me Washington to win this game. Let's go on to our games, and let's start with the Miami Dolphins at New England Patriots. Point spread is 11.5 for the Pats. 45.5 is the point total. Ron, who'd you go with?
I am taking the Patriots to win. Obviously, they got something still to play for. They want to not only add Drake base stats, like you were saying, but they also want to win. And I think they're playing same time Denver is. So they'll probably 30. Keep an eye on that. Yeah, to see if there's any chance of them getting that number one seed. I got them winning. I don't have them covering that spread. I think it'll be closer than people think. Give me Patriots 26-20. Dolphins are still, looks like they're playing pretty hard last week.
Yeah, the Dolphins are going to play spoilers, but Mike Vrabel has already come out and said that he's playing everybody. He's not resting anybody. And I know that there's maybe a couple of players that are coming back. Not Will Campbell or Milton Williams. I don't think so anyways, but there's some other people that are coming back. So I got
Diggs playing.
Who?
Diggs.
He probably is playing because, you know, he won't be a rain until the AFC title game. So unless, you know, we know the NFL is not going to do anything once, you know, the courts got involved. So give me New England to win this game. And like you said, they're going to be scoreboard watching. So I'm going to be scoreboard watching too. Let's move on to the last game. This is a Sunday night game. Baltimore Ravens at Pittsburgh Steelers. The Ravens are favored by 3.5. 41.5 is a point total. Ron, what's your prediction?
This is the tough one. I think it's going to surprise a lot of people. Maybe not Steeler fans, because we saw what happened last year and how they were embarrassed at the end of the season. I think everyone's expecting a monumental collapse. Some people are rooting for a collapse this year, but I got the Steelers winning this one 23-20. I think sounds like they're getting a lot of help back on the defensive side, including TJ Watt. Like he might be able to play. Still no DK, and the offense will still have some questions, sure. But, you know, they've had some success against Baltimore before. You know, if Lamar doesn't play, which it doesn't look like he's going to, there's no reason they can't, you know, compete and be in the game and beat Baltimore at home. So I have a feeling, although some of us might want like an embarrassing loss, I think they're actually going to pull this one out and win 23-20.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I don't think that Mike Tomlin wants to go out like that, because, you know, if they lose this game, I feel like the NFL people are going to come down hard on the Steelers.
Well, they already have, but I mean,
but even harder. Doesn't mean, like you said, doesn't mean that he's going to get fired, but I don't think that Mike Tomlin wants that kind of smoke, even though he's had a above 500 for like, what, 15 years in a row, something crazy like that.
Yeah.
So I got them winning 17 to 10. I just don't, I think that they're going to focus on Derrick Henry alone. Again, we could be wrong. This could end up very badly for the Steelers.
Yeah.
I just don't, you know, I like Mike Tomlin, even though, you know, he's not, you know, the best X and O's guys, but the players love him. Anybody that played for him will go through a wall for him. I don't think that that's how he wants to end his career. Maybe in a playoff loss, yes, that's different, but like this, the last game of the season with the division, you know, on hand, no, I don't think so. So give me the Steelers to win 17 to 10. Ron, who's your upset special for this week?
Yeah, big game here. New Orleans at Atlanta. Again, you know, nothing really for these teams in terms of chance to make the playoffs or anything, but a big implication potentially at the Carolina-Tampa game if Tampa ends up winning. So I got Saints winning. I know Atlanta's played pretty good football the last few weeks. He's gone close to, 200 yards. Just yesterday, but I'm taking the Saints 23-21. I am a huge Tyler Shuck fan. That's probably the only reason I'm taking the Saints. I want to see him succeed. He had another game, I think, over 300 yards. So give me the Saints.
I like Atlanta to win this game. I think they have something to prove, even though they're not going to go in the playoffs. And I think the Raheem Morris era might come to an end if they lose this game. Yeah. Even though I think their defense is pretty good.
Yeah, they played better with Cousins.
They played much better. So, yeah, give me Atlanta to win this game. My upset special for this week, and when I did it, I wasn't really thinking about the fact that I picked the Raiders over the KC to win this game, but then I thought if the Raiders win this game, they're gonna lose that number one pick they currently have, right? I think it's one, and the New York Giants have the number two.
Right.
So if the Giants lose to Dallas and Las Vegas wins against Kansas City, it's gonna be a tie, or they'll find some kind of, you know, tiebreaker somewhere. I still like Las Vegas, but now I'm thinking like, wow, they might throw away this game just to keep the number one, because I think they want to get rid of Geno Smith. I think they know that he doesn't have any.
But no, absolutely.
You can say the same about the head coach, but you know what?
Oh yeah, he's done.
He might be cooked too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Brady hasn't said anything or tweeted anything or like done anything to talk about how bad the Raiders have been this year. They don't even show him with that white Raiders jacket anymore. He's like, I'm done. I'm not going to wear that. But having said that, I have the Raiders beating Kansas City Chiefs, because let's be honest, who is the quarterback for the Chiefs?
Could not tell you.
I could not tell you. As soon as my homes went down, I said, this team is done.
Yeah.
So give me the Raiders to win this one, but they're probably not. But anyways, what do you have to say, Ron, to the Steeler Nations? You have them winning this week. So you have them hosting a playoff game, finally.
Yes, yes. Listen, it's been a crazy up and down season. We'll see if it comes in, you know, to a screeching halt this weekend, or if they got, you know, one more week, you know, with the playoff to go, so it can go either way. So sucks that it comes down to this week. I wish they clinched last week, but Sunday night, that's what the NFL wants. That's what they're going to get. We have to be on eggshells, unfortunately, until the 8 o'clock Sunday night game, which sucks. But you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
It's weird. It's funny because I think Mike Tomlin has a good record on primetime games as long as they're not on Thursday. So,
I saw something with him being 0-2 or 0-3 or something like that on Sunday night
games. Maybe it's Monday night games where he has a good record.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. I think this is, you know, this is the drama, right? This is for all the marbles. I mean, they put the Carolina-Tampa Bay game on a Saturday, and they put this game on a Sunday because this is really for all the marbles. Truly, like, you know, win or go home.
Okay.
The Patriots, what can I say? It's a magical season. Let's keep it going. I know, you know, we have some bad apples. Actually, one bad apple that keeps popping up. But you know what? He's one of 53, so let's keep it going. Let's forget the distractions. I don't know what Mike Vrabel is telling the team, but forget the distractions. We have one goal, and that's to win the playoff game. This is a new tournament. When we get to our next episode, 145, it'll be a new year. It'll be a new tournament, and we'll know if the Steelers are in or out.
Yes. Yeah. Well.
So we'll know. We'll know.
You enjoy the bourbon.
I did actually. I opened it up with a Saturday or Sunday. No, Sunday. I don't remember. I feel like time is a blur here, but it was very smooth. It was very good. My brother enjoyed it a lot, even though I finished his drink for him. Because he doesn't appreciate good bourbon when he tastes one. And I was like, no, this is going to waste, man. I basically drank his for him. You know, it was still good. And I'm going to enjoy some more tomorrow night when we bring in the new year. So it's going to be great. Awesome. It's going to be great. So next week, I know this is audio only, but next week, I'll be back in Florida, and then we can put our faces on YouTube again, and we'll talk about the playoffs. The playoffs. Talking about the playoffs. Yes, sir. That's what we're talking about. So with that said, I say peace.
Peace.
All right. That's it, guys. That's the end of the show. Thanks so much for all your support and listening today. If you got any questions, comments, feedback, feel free to email us at simsportsmedia@gmail.com. That's simsportsmedia@gmail.com. Peace.
Sim Podcast Show.